Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brent Nosedive here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are, Larson. YouTube's been unsubscribing people left and right lately.
What's up with that?
What's going on with that, man?
I know.
Anyways, cool news. We got a sponsor for today's show.
We do.
Larson?
Yeah, you know, Steve, 66% of men start losing their hair by the age of 35, and the problem is, once you notice that hair loss, it's too late.
True, Larson. It's easier to keep the hair you have than replace the hair you've already lost. But thankfully, there is a solution for Hims.com. They've got everything men need for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness.
Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. For Hims.com offers well-known generic equivalents of brand name prescriptions that'll help you keep your hair.
That's right. Just answer a few questions and a doctor will review your order and ship products directly to your door.
Yeah, and right now, while supplies last, listeners of Going In Raw can get a one-month trial of Hims for just $5.
Nice.
Check out the website for complete details. This would cost you hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or pharmacy.
Go to forhims.com/GIR. That's forhims.com/GIR. forhims.com/GIR. Big thanks to 4Hims.
Yes, thank you very much.
For hooking us up with a sponsorship.
Thank you.
Anyways, Larson, how was your weekend? You sound stuffed up. You sound congested.
Yeah, no, I woke up Saturday morning, and I didn't sleep a ton, but I felt like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been feeling better since, but for some reason, like, my voice is shot.
Yeah. Well, hope you feel better.
Thank you. Didn't sound sincere at all, but I'll take it anyways.
I was in my head, I was like, man, it's been a while since we've been on a good not sick streak.
I haven't been sick at all this year.
So I don't think, yeah.
This is the first time I've been sick all since the beginning of 2018.
It was like that two-week period when I lost my voice.
Yeah.
And that was bad. Jeffrey Nguyen, $5 Super Chats chiming in here at the gym, getting jacked. He's getting jacked, man.
Well, he says Larson, that Larson bod, that's a long way from jacked.
He's trying to get that Larson bod. Hey, man, you know what? Just trying to make yourself better. I'm not sure trying to get Larson anything is trying to make yourself better.
Well, hey.
Because you're miserable. No, you're a great guy. Bartholomew von Flavenstein. Love the show. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank
I want
you.
Bartholomew von Flavenstein bod. I think that's what we should all
that's
be going
a great
for.
Name. Trace Saunders, $2, just got to the gym, and you guys just went live.
Everybody's
I didn't get to go to the gym this morning.
Jacked.
I didn't get to go to the gym this morning. I got to go later today.
Everybody's getting jacked right now, man. It's great.
It's chest day, so I got to for sure go to the gym today.
Did you go see Solo?
No.
Nobody else did either. You know what's funny? What's your take on that? Everybody's like, you know.
I mean, I haven't seen Solo yet, but one Star Wars movie a year is kind of too much.
It like there's
you're going to start getting Star Wars fatigue.
Oh, there was one Twitter, I don't know who it was, one tweet I saw that summed it up. It said, waiting a year to watch a movie isn't fatigue. I kind of agree with that.
Well,
it's a year.
I understand.
I get your point. I think it
when
has...
When we're used to, at best, getting a Star Wars movie every 3 years, and suddenly there's one a year now.
I would think, well, here's my thing. I would think... If nothing else, because some people, like, I'm going to go see it. Maybe not in the theaters, but I'm going to see it. My biggest problem with it is that...
I'll see it, too.
Han Solo is so closely related to the actor portraying him that it's really difficult to buy in
I heard the dude they had playing Han Solo in this was fine. In fact, I heard Harrison Ford, like, called him up and said, good job.
That's great. That's awesome. But as, I think, your prototypical Star Wars fan, like, I had toys when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I watch all the movies in the theaters now.
Yeah.
you know, I had a big, you know this, I had a huge affinity for Han Solo
back in the day. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you don't like Indiana Jones, you only like Han Solo.
Because, exactly.
Even though Harrison Ford says Indiana Jones is the more interesting character.
He's also high a lot, so I would just sort of...
deeper levels of consciousness. He's
maybe you're right. Maybe
he,
maybe, but I'm not there yet. I feel like, you know, it just doesn't... it's a different guy, and he doesn't look anything like Han Solo.
Not really.
You know? And then even I hear Donald Glover's really good in it as Lando, but until he gets to be Billy Dee's age and has his level, look, he's great. I love Donald. This is America. Fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic song. Right.
Yeah.
But Billy Dee is in a class of his own in terms of coolness. I just don't know, man. They're like kids. And that's the thing. Even like, so this, the dude playing Han Solo, he's probably older than Harrison Ford was.
I don't know. Harrison Ford was kind of old.
No,
he was mid-30s.
I wasn't going to say in Star Wars, but maybe in American Graffiti.
I don't know.
Going back to American Graffiti, he was a man.
Yeah.
And all the actors these days, they just seem like kids.
All right.
That's my point.
All right.
It's no Harrison Ford.
There's very few Harrison Fords.
Some of that, people just want to see stories move forward, man.
Oh, I agree.
They want to see what the new stuff is with that Kylo Ren kid.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Yeah. I'm really not all that interested in seeing. I know it's not a Han Solo origin story, but it seems like it kind of is.
Yeah.
Just not that interested in it.
Yeah. Anyways, we should probably talk about wrestling.
Oh, yeah. A couple more super chats. Get these read first. Okay. Trey Saunders, another one, $2. Shout out to all the flex and friendos today. Oh, leg day for Trey Saunders.
Oh, boo. No legs.
You don't do legs?
No, man. No need to. I walk around. I walk from here to there and there to there. I walk to my car.
You know, sometimes it's doing a good 20 minutes of squats.
Yeah.
And some lunges. Man, your legs burn, but it feels great.
Anyways, move on.
Cesar Reloaded, $1.99, says take it off.
And why? Don't get sexual with that, please. Anyways.
I suppose now we should talk about some news.
Yeah, let's talk about some news. WrestleMania might be coming to NBC or Fox or some other network.
Who knows?
Television,
but according to Ringside News, they have this to say about that. Quote, our sources have told us WWE is not interested in airing other pay-per-views on broadcast television, but they could be open to the idea of putting WrestleMania up for open bidding. They also add, whether or not they're considering this idea of offering the entire 7-hour show or just a condensed highlight version to be aired on a later date is yet to be seen. Haven't they done that before?
Yeah, I want to say it was either on NBC or USA. I forget which one.
I think it was on NBC.
Was it on NBC?
I know they did a thing just about The Rock and Cena, one of their matches.
Yeah, okay.
Like an hour-long documentary. But I feel like they've aired a condensed version of Mania on network television before.
I kind of remember that,
too. So that's what they have in mind. That's not that exciting.
No, that's stupid.
News. But if they're going to have, say, the pre-show of Mania on the network, and then the main card, all 5 hours of it, on NBC or Fox or even USA, that's potentially pretty massive.
Yeah, and I think that would open the door. If they got like a crazy sum for it, you'd probably see the other three pay-per-views fall into line. Like, I understand.
Assuming they get comparable.
Right, yeah,
I mean, you know, WrestleMania is
a singular
once
thing.
In a year, I think the same article compared to the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah.
So they're not going to get, say they get 20 million for Mania, they're not going to get that for SummerSlam or the Rumble. They might get 10.
Yeah, if they got 10, they'd probably do it.
Yeah, if that's more they're going to get from network subscriptions to pay-per-view combined, then yeah.
Because they'd probably look at the numbers and see that that's not going to make people just drop the network wholesale. I mean, I know, I think maybe the only area where that might concern them in terms of the network stuff, but even that, because of their TV deals, I doubt they'd care at this point, is, you know how, like, before Mania, they sign up all those fake accounts, basically? They say, hey, get it for 99 cents
for three months. Yeah.
And that allows them to show...
At the financial calls, that they had a huge jump in subscribers around Mania time.
And then I have to sit there and read the Wrestling Observer newsletter and try to figure out all that freaking math language he talks when he talks about that stuff.
It's
really
much.
Annoying. I don't like it. Don't like any of it. So, I mean, you know, not being able to artificially inflate their numbers might be an issue, but I'm sure $10 million or $20 million or whatever, however much they might get for WrestleMania and all that kind of stuff.
Wouldn't more than make up for that.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. I would imagine so. So, I don't know. I mean, that's interesting. I feel like this is a rumor that
had been going around. We heard it, I think, some point last week, but I'd never really
saw it.
Found any actual reporting. And this is not like an old article. This is a came out over the weekend.
I saw it in a very sketchy Facebook meme-esque thing.
Oh.
That said, you know how it has a picture of like the WrestleMania set and then an Impact font? It says, WWE considering doing this for their pay-per-views. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure, and like I was like, well, I don't know what the source on this is. I'm just going to take this picture for its word. And I brought it up on the show.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I'm pretty sure that this article is written exclusively based off that one Facebook meme.
It's entirely
picture.
Possible.
Maybe not. Hopefully not. No, that'd be cool. I mean, you know, that'd be neat. It doesn't really matter. I'd still watch, you know, I'd watch it.
There'd be a lot more commercials.
We'd get commercials for This Is Us as opposed to WWE shop commercials.
And The Voice.
And The Voice.
And what else is on NBC? Isn't that time travel show on
Timeless is the best.
NBC? Yeah.
That's the best. I'm not sure if they care enough about that to put that on the prime WrestleMania slot.
Well, I mean, that's like the perfect show to put on there because it's a genre show.
Nerds. Just say nerds.
And also they need, you know, from what I understand, the ratings weren't that great. Or haven't been that great. So they need to give that show some shine.
I know. They barely got a second season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the... I haven't watched any of this year. So what I'm probably do is go back and watch it.
Are there any sitcoms on NBC anymore?
Are sitcoms still a thing?
I don't know. That's why I'm
Fox
asking.
Just got... Well, yeah, they got Brooklyn Nine-Nine. They took Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. Oh, okay.
Not really a sitcom, but kind of.
Well, yeah.
Not a laugh track, though.
No, but...
To me, I always... tracks.
The three-camera setup is sitcom.
To me, that's synonymous, yeah.
For me, I guess I have a broader definition. It's just any sort of half-hour comedy show on television.
Yeah, the literal definition is situational comedy.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a comedy with situations happening, it's a sitcom.
Yeah, or a situation spurs the episode, yes.
Right, exactly. Oh, there you go. Law and Order commercial, then Fashion Files directly after. Perfect.
Oh, that's great.
That'd work. Aaron Schmidt said that. We got a super chat here for $5.
We got three of them, actually.
Horse Trick Incorporated. Is SmackDown going to be a part of that Fox streaming service they were talking about at one point once it gets there? Oh, I doubt it'd be one of those exclusives.
No.
CBS is going crazy with their all-access thing. I think they've got like a Twilight Zone reboot.
That one about...
With Jordan Peele at the helm?
Oh, that's cool.
I know.
And what was that one you sent me about that book? What was it called?
Oh, Rocket something or other. Strange Angel.
Strange Angel.
That's going to be on their access.
That'd be
service.
Cool. Yeah. That might actually get me to subscribe because that was an interesting book.
Daniel Reyes, $2, says American Graffiti is real.
Yeah, man. Bob Falfa.
Bob Falfa's the man right there.
Bartholomew von Flavenstein, $2.99. He says he got stoned and watched Solo and he loved it.
Good job, Milner. All right. Anyways, WrestleMania on network TV.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Good job. I mean, it didn't really matter.
It'd be cool, except I don't know. It seems like we'd have a lot of commercials interrupting matches for the most important, largest show of the entire year.
Do you think they'd go, like, more than we already get?
Well, there'd be more just in the sense that it's a longer show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yep, I mean, I understand it would be great for WWE, but at the same time, I don't know if it would enhance the viewing experience. Now, here's the thing. This is what they should do.
We'd have to get some like rabbit ears for this place.
No, we got a Xfinity. We can just stream it through there.
We have PlayStation View also.
Yeah. Now this is what they could do.
But if we had rabbit ears, it'd be like low latency.
Yeah, I know. It would interfere with their stream. What they could do is have it on NBC with all their commercials and crap.
Uh-huh.
And then have still show on the network. As like prime viewing experience to network subscribers.
Yeah, that would be ideal. Then that's
the casual
good.
Fans can watch Mania and they still get their huge payday.
Oh yeah.
But people like us who sit through all their stuff,
mm-hmm. yeah,
can be rewarded with a relatively commercial-free experience.
NBC would not.
No, that's not going to happen if NBC has their way.
Tommy Cat, $5. Using my double salary, I am earning today.
Nice.
Is to oh yeah.
It's Memorial Day.
Yeah, when you work
double
on
time.
A holiday,
get double time.
It's like double XP for Call of Duty. For working the holidays, I just want to say thanks, Brendos. Gonna help the rest of a long day go quick. Well, I'm glad about that.
Thanks for tuning in, Tommy Cat.
That's good. Anyways, you want to talk about what we're going to talk about next?
Sure.
Oh, all in. Yeah, Larson, are you all in?
Yeah, we're all in. Both of us are all in.
For all in.
Yeah,
we're
gonna be
at the show.
We're going to have...
Podcast v. Podcast. Who are we going to fight? I don't know anybody else is going to be there.
Yeah, no. I don't know anybody else is going to be there either.
Like, we have a very small, a tiny circle of other wrestling podcasters that we know.
Yeah.
There's like...
And none of the other ones that I feel like are going to be at the show, right?
I haven't heard that Cronin's going to be there.
Mm-mm.
I don't know about JD.
Mm-mm.
Cultaholic aren't... I haven't seen their names listed.
Yeah, Brian Zane had something else going on that weekend.
He didn't even have a podcast.
But still, he's a wrestling channel.
He's a wrestling guy. Sure. Yeah. I know. It'd be cool if he was there.
I know.
It's going to be like the first day of school. That's going
to
be
annoying. I know, to meet all new people.
I don't like it. I don't like meeting people, dude.
And yet we're going to have a vendor table so we can meet friendos.
We're not even going to. Oh, I love friendos. That's different. Right. That's different.
All right. All right.
But then we're going to be separate from Podcast Row. Mm-hmm. We're gonna, so we're not really going to have a chance to meet people.
Oh, maybe. Never know.
We'll go to Podcast Row.
Yeah, go say hi. Check it out.
Do you know who I am?
We'll make sure we wear our shirts with our logo on it.
I know. We got to get some decent logo shirts. Anyways, all in.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis.
Yeah, it seems like that might be happening because during Ring of Honor's Honor United show over the weekend in London, NWA champ Nick Aldis agreed to defend his title against Cody at All In under one condition, that Cody win the Ring of Honor title and put that up as well, making it a title versus title match.
Oh. Apparently so JD is going to be there, but he's not going to be on Podcast Row.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, that's cool. So bring him on the show. Yeah, so does that mean, do you think that means that they're going to put that title on Cody now?
What, the NWA title? Yeah.
No, I mean the Ring of Honor title.
Well, if this match is going to happen, I'm understanding from the tweet from NWA.
The only way it's going to happen?
Yeah, that was how the NWA tweet made it sound.
Oh, okay.
Was that Aldis would say, said, yeah, I'll fight you, Cody, but you need a Ring of Honor title, so it's going to be title versus title.
Did Cody say in response, you're being given a very good opportunity here. You'd be lucky if you were on a dark match.
I don't believe so.
It's not going to be televised. So it's not such a thing as dark matches. But he should have said that. He should have been like, look, man, you want to bring 10 pounds of podunk over to a show? You should accept what we offer you.
I don't know, man. I kind of like it. Because
oh, I love it. I think it's great. I'm joking.
It makes Nick Aldis look not quite on the level of Cody
like
Rhodes.
A bad businessman?
No, but like someone who isn't going to be pushed over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, I carry this prestigious title. NWA, the lineage of that title goes way back.
Yeah.
Legendary champions have held this title.
Tim Storm.
Yeah. So I'm not going to be pushed around by the likes of you, Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. There's some character development there.
Yeah. No, I like it too. I think it's great. Look, for storyline, it's fantastic.
It's great. And apparently, I know that we've been hearing for a while that Dalton Castle been having some back problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought I read that somewhere.
Oh, that's sad.
So he might have to drop the title if he's having injury issues.
I feel like I have not heard much about, and granted, I'm not really clued in as much as I'd like to be to Ring of Honor, even though we are Honor Club members.
Yeah, we got to start watching it.
We really need to start watching it. I haven't really heard much about his title reign. Like, I feel like he hasn't had any big time sort of feud. So, like, you know, when Cody was champion.
Oh, this is from September last year.
He was like super buzzy. And I just feel like Dalton doesn't really have that sort of level of buzz.
From May of this year. Okay, so from May 11th, so about 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
According to PW Insider, Dalton Castle has been held off shows due to a broken hand and problems with his back.
Gee whiz,
back
breaking
problems
down.
Have been ongoing.
Man, that was a...
That's crazy.
Just fast track to NXT, man. Get healthy, get to NXT, make your money. Let's see here.
Dylan Turner, 199. What matches would you like to see it all in? Cody versus Nick Aldis, title versus title.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Who should the Young Bucks face?
Who's Tim Storm going to face?
I don't believe he's all in.
Come on, man. How about this? Teacher versus teacher, him versus Shane Douglas.
Okay.
That'd be good. Isn't Tim Storm a teacher?
I think so.
I know Shane Douglas is a teacher.
Yeah.
There you go. What other match do you want to see there? Kenny's going to be there. Okada's going to be there.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a match, though.
Probably not. But who is Okada going to face?
Tim Storm.
No.
Does Okada do intergender stuff?
Not that I'm aware of. What about Okada versus like Pentagon Jr. or something like that?
That'd be cool.
It's because it's a match we've probably never seen before.
That'd be good. Put the Impact title back on Penta. Champion versus IWGP champion.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Iconic Bud Ryan, $2. Two Twitter opinions for my guys. Hey.
Where's my skull?
Jeffrey Nguyen, $4.99. Dalton couldn't wrestle at War of the World Tour show I went to last month because of injury.
Dylan Haggett, $3. Hey, friendos, first Dirt Sheet live stream. This is going in raw. It's not Dirt Sheet. We don't call it that.
Informally, it's called Dirt Sheet.
Listen, Dylan. Yeah, it's in our little folder on our G Drive.
Yeah.
$5 from somebody named Squirtle All Over Me.
No, Squirtle Over Me.
Squirtle Over Me. Sounds sexual. How do you guys think SmackDown and Raw being on different networks will affect Survivor Series. Well, I didn't see the series part. I thought you said Survivor.
Well, it's only Johnny Mundo that's on Survivor. There's no WWE, current WWE talent on the show.
Right, yeah. Classroom brawl.
I mean, with SmackDown being on Fox, that's a much larger platform to advertise Survivor Series. It's may a little up the stakes somewhat. I don't know how.
Would they be able to, hold on, if NBC got WrestleMania rights,
uh-huh.
would they be able to advertise that on SmackDown? Go watch WrestleMania on NBC.
I don't know how they used to handle things when SmackDown was on UPN or the CW and Raw was on, you know, an NBC or NBC Universal USA channel.
Was USA part of NBC Universal back then?
I think so.
And I don't think, I mean, that I don't think would really matter all that much because, I mean, you're crossing cable lines, not network to network.
I don't know.
The closest.
Well, like, I think football games, they'll advertise games on their channels, I think.
NBA games, like, they'll go from TNT to ESPN.
Yeah.
They'll probably go and TNT ABC. To ABC. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it does happen. Because I think the haven't the TNT guys shown up on other networks before?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't remember. I feel like either. I've seen Ernie Johnson on another network. Just, you know, kind of like a crossover thing.
TBS.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cesar Reloaded, $2, says, hey, guys, so Marty was supposed to face Dalton.
Oh, at War of the Worlds.
At War of the Worlds.
Wow. Interesting. Oh, we got one more.
It's all interesting stuff.
From Dylan.
Chat. Oh, the Tim Storm versus Shane Douglas one?
In a classroom brawl.
I know, that was great.
That'd be a great idea.
I love it.
All great.
And next, all they would do, it's like, it was just one guy would go to the chalkboard and go, and the other guy would start tapping out. It's like, I don't like that. It's no good.
That sound doesn't bother me.
I'm pretty sure it's because you're a robot. Robots, they're immune to that stuff. What did you check your wrist for?
I thought I had a bug crawling on my hand. I was driving over here, and I was like, there's something tickling my leg. I looked down, and there's a bug on it.
Is this going to be like Star Trek 2 when the little bug comes?
Here? No. That was a freaky scene when I watched it when I was a kid, man.
What was more freaky? Did you watch RoboCop when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
What was more freaky?
For me, the bug thing.
Really? Over RoboCop getting annihilated at the beginning?
Yeah. Murphy? I was much younger because I saw Wrath of Khan in the theaters. Yeah. That came out, what, 81, 83? What was
82.
It? 82. 82?
Yeah.
So I was pretty young. Whereas RoboCop was later in the 80s. So I was a little older. So I was like, what, four or five years old when I saw Wrath of Khan.
RoboCop was like 86?
7, I think.
Oh, 87 probably. 87.
So I was almost still 10.
Still 10 years old is pretty dark.
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't messed up. I'm just saying seeing a bug crawl in someone's ear and then having Khan be able to control them, basically.
Yeah.
That was a lot for...
that aspect of it really freaked you out, too.
For a five-year-old mind to handle.
The idea that...
And you have Chekhov there screaming. It's a lot, man. Paul Winfield?
Hold on a second. Back up.
What?
One of the parts that freaked you out about it was the fact that Khan was able to control them?
Via bug, yeah.
There's something weird about that. Because how old are you? You were able to comprehend that mind control was a thing?
I think so. You know what's weird? What I remember most about that entire viewing experience of Wrath of Khan is we showed up to the theater super early.
Yeah.
And so we walked in the theater.
I remember this.
They were rolling the credits from the previous showing.
Oh.
And so we just hung out while the credits rolled.
Yeah.
And they came in and cleaned the theater out, and then we took our seats.
I think I have a memory of meeting Darth Vader for the first time on the big screen.
Is it Empire? When Han shot him and he did this and
no.
Force grabbed his gun? Because I remember seeing that's my theater memory from Empire.
I do remember that freaking me out big time.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
But no, it was just, so we went to go see a showing of Return of the Jedi at the drive-in.
Uh-huh.
But they had a triple feature, like ending in Return of the Jedi. You got to see all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, that's cool.
And so we went, and the very first thing I saw was that opening scene from Star Wars when that door blows open and Darth Vader starts checking the crap out of everybody. And he chokes that guy out. That freaked me out, man.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy is...
Darth Vader was pretty intense.
I hadn't felt that way again till Antoine Chigurh.
Alex Smith, $2. Will you guys watch the Lita UFO show?
Whoa, back up. I'm sorry. Lita?
Lita sounds like a potential future guest for Truth Exposed.
Lita is going to be doing a UFO show? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thanks for breaking that news to us, Alex Smith.
Gerardo Vasquez, sorry. $4.99. Love the show, guys. Currently rushing to the gas station. Will Cody win the NWA title, and what does that mean for the NWA title? If it's going to be title versus title, and I have a hard time believing that
Cody's
Nick Aldis
totally winning that ring, that
NWA title.
NWA title.
And it's going to do wonders for the NWA.
Yes, absolutely.
Huge for them.
Yeah, it's going to be massive.
Especially if he starts defending it on Ring of Honor shows.
Are you kidding me? Elizabeth Jack, $5. Thoughts on Io Shirai going to WWE? I'm not familiar with her, says Elizabeth. Neither am I.
That's a great segue to our next story. Is Io Shirai heading to WWE? According to Tokyo Sports, and these are quotes from Wrestling Inc. Yeah!
Yeah!
Because they're reporting that Shirai is on her way to WWE, stating, quote, discussions have been going on with WWE and Shirai for quite some time, but looks like Shirai will be leaving the Stardom promotion following the June 17th event at Currican Hall.
Wrestling Inc. adds, last year there were reports that Shirai agreed to sign with WWE, and a deal was ready to be made. However, WWE rescinded the offer after finding out about her neck issues. Shirai returned to Stardom in July of 2017 and commenced her second reign as Wonder of Stardom champion a few months later by defeating Yoko Bito. She held the title for over 6 months before losing it on May 23rd to Momo Watanabe.
Yeah, so this last about a week ago.
Yeah. So that's cool. I mean, look, I do not know much about her. I know that she's a name that has been, you know, highly buzzed about,
yeah,
to use that term again. And, you know, I remember when WWE really wanted her.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to seeing what all the buzz was about.
Yeah.
I have not gone back to find out on my own what the buzz is about because who has the time? I'm sure there are plenty of YouTube highlight clips out there of her. I'm sure she's amazing. She'll add a lot to the WWE's women's division.
Yes.
So all good stuff.
Yeah.
I imagine she's going to be in the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, I would suspect that to be the case, too.
That would not surprise me.
I think that'd be great.
So that'd be good.
In other women's division news, according to, this is from Cage Side Seats. Quote, according to ticket site Live Nation, WWE's June 18th show in London will feature a Toni Storm versus Killer Kelly versus Ginny versus Isla Dawn number one contenders match, with the winner facing NXT Women's Champion Shayna Baszler the following day.
Holy moly.
So I'm not familiar with Killer Kelly.
I've only seen, I think, pictures of her. I've never actually seen
her. But we've seen Ginny versus Toni Storm.
Uh-huh.
And that was great.
Yeah, that was fantastic. She's the current Progress Women's Champion. She won that from Toni Storm last week.
Yeah.
We're piecing it all together. And I haven't seen much about Isla Dawn either. But that's cool.
Yeah.
That's neat.
That is cool.
It's just, it's seeing all these pieces
falling into place, kind of, but also
huge questions.
Yeah, because we don't have the full story. We have to try to piece it together.
I know. It's the fun part of it. It's like, what are they going to do? Are they going to do a show? Are they going to toss them in NXT with everybody else that there's not room for? What are they going to do, man?
Well, it seems like with Toni Storm, they're going to have her compete in the United Kingdom division, women's division, because she has one of those United Kingdom
what
contracts.
What division? There's only her. There's only her.
Well, they have Ginny and Isla Dawn and Killer Kelly competing in a match. I mean, that's the division there.
Are they gonna sign up Ginny and Killer Kelly and Isla Dawn to NXT or to UK division champ contracts?
Maybe.
We don't know these
We don't
things,
know.
Man.
There's so much mystery in all this. Luke Overstreet, $5. He says it's Io Shirai.
Io Shirai, thank you. Now
thank
we know.
Thank you. Thank
you. Sitting here looking like idiots.
Yeah, is his favorite wrestler. If WWE ruins her, I'll never forgive them.
Whoa.
Wow.
What's your definition of ruining a wrestler? Who's been ruined in your eyes? Because that's a good question. If somebody's been ruined, has Shinsuke been ruined? No, I think he's actually been improved.
Well, since his heel turn.
His heel turn.
But prior to that, they didn't know what they were doing with
no,
him.
No, they didn't.
Ty Dillinger.
Ruined. Wrecked. Hey, Ty came back to an NXT
Saw
show.
That.
That's right. This past week.
Saw that.
It was past weekend. So they're doing that now.
Brandon Lusala, $2. Dream Money in the Bank winner, and how do they cash in?
My Dream Money in the Bank winner.
I mean, my dream scenario would be Nakamura cashing in. I know he's not even in the match. And then cashing it or winning, then cashing in on AJ falling a match against Samoa Joe at Money in the Bank.
My dream scenario probably involves Miz and Daniel Bryan. If they were to book things away where you really weren't expecting it with the Miz, Daniel Bryan wins the world title and gets absolutely, like, if they had done something earlier in the night, like whatever show this is, right?
Yeah.
Let's say it's Survivor Series, okay, or something like that, where Miz gets destroyed, annihilated, right? And so he's out of your mind. He gets stretchered off, ambulanced away, right? So he's out of your mind.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, Daniel Bryan is up for the world title.
Wins it,
but then gets annihilated also, destroyed.
Yeah.
And Miz comes out with rib tape. Nobody's expecting it. Cashes in successfully. That, to me, would be the best way to go. Because I know, and you've said this, and I agree, that feud doesn't need the WWE Championship. But I think it would be so much more if it did. Because Daniel Bryan has said that I want to get to the top again, and the top is the title.
Yeah.
And having him and Miz for that title, that would be my dream scenario.
Did you watch any of Daniel Bryan's workout video with Sheamus?
No, I didn't. I saw one picture.
It's very long, so I didn't watch the whole thing. I kind of skipped through, but his workout looks fascinating.
In what respect?
It's all about improving, it looks like flexibility and movement.
Oh, okay.
So he does all these movement-based exercises. It looks really interesting.
That's cool.
It's just really long, so I don't know if I'll ever have the time to sit down and watch the whole thing.
I could use that. My neck, I have no idea why. My neck, it's better now.
Yeah.
It was better as of this morning. But I woke up yesterday, and I tried to turn towards my wife, and I was like, you're there somewhere, but
you
I
need
can
to invest in a new pillow. It's pillows.
No, because it was fine. It's been fine for like a long time since I've been using my pillow. Mm. And then I think it might have been that getaway that all our families had.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Where I was sleeping in my non-bed.
Yeah. Jeffrey Nguyen, $299. Bailey. See, Bailey won Money in the Bank.
I'm assuming that's what it means.
Calvin Mack, $199. I like to see El Idolo get into a feud with AJ Styles.
Return of Calvin Mack.
So let's talk about our last story. Is Cass hurt or no?
Oh, geez.
There's been so many conflicting reports.
Wow. What's the latest, Larson?
This is from PW Insider saying, quote, Big Cass is scheduled to be on the road this week for WWE, so whatever his potential injury issues are, they are not preventing him from touring for the company, or he's just all in on his current storyline of Daniel Bryan messing up his knee. So confused. It went from he's going to need, from PW Insider saying that he might need another ACL surgery, but nope, he's back on the road.
Yeah.
And then Meltzer in the last newsletter says, I have no idea what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was under the impression that he was selling that spot with Daniel Bryan at the same time. You know, if the reports of him walking around on crutches backstage are true.
Yeah, man. Well, I saw video footage of him walking around
backstage.
That was
just on SmackDown, man.
What?
That was on SmackDown.
That was video footage.
On SmackDown.
Of him walking
It's on SmackDown. That's that at least the storyline.
It wasn't
another Kevin Owens vlog.
I'm guessing this is all just a freaking work, man.
Yeah, probably.
Like, it's really not that difficult to get misinformation out there.
No.
Like, if I got a text, if I just got a text and it says WWE low-level writer, hey, here's some info, I'd bite on it and be like, hey, Larson, we got an exclusive. And you'd probably be like, well, can we get it double confirmed? Because isn't that what journalists are supposed to do? Be like, no, screw that. I'm going live right now.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's wrong me to say. Plans changed.
It's probably not difficult to work that a lot of people. Oh, man. Hey, I had an idea. I was going to bring this to you up here live in front of 800 people.
All right.
The thing that we're doing, that we're going to do the thing for today.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to debut that live Friday during this show?
If it's done in time, sure.
You think it's not going to be done in time?
No, it should be.
All right.
I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. Well, I want to announce it, man.
Okay. When it's done, we can announce it.
We might debut a special thing this Friday.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's see here. Is that it? Raw preview. There's a Raw tonight. They do Raw on Memorial Day?
Yeah, man.
It's a holiday.
It's like us. They work every day.
They work on Christmas. Anyways, first up in the Raw preview, the Kingslayer, who I believe is Seth Rollins.
Correct.
Defends his title against the modern-day Maharaja, who, if I'm not mistaken, is Jinder Mahal.
And again, correct.
And the Kingslayer, Seth Rollins,
yes,
has what I believe is referred to as the Intercontinental Championship.
That is what it's commonly
so
known as,
we're
going to
get a title match tonight. And my guess is Jinder Mahal is going to have one of the better matches of his career because it's with Seth Rollins.
Yes.
And he's a match machine.
Yeah, he is. Next, 7 superstars get a last chance to be money. With the money opportunity on the line, that's Money in the Bank. That's what the money is.
Oh.
These 7 superstars, 7 of them, I thought it was 6, is Sasha Banks, Bayley, Riot Squad, Dana Brooke. Who am I missing? It's a gauntlet match.
Bayley, Sasha Banks.
I got 6.
Mickey James.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
Just threw that name out there.
Yeah, so it's a gauntlet match. Who will be the last woman standing? That's it.
Oh, that's cool.
Who's your pick? Who's winning?
Who was it? Bailey, Sasha, Mickey James.
Dana Brooke, Riot Squad.
Riot Squad. Don't tell me yours because I'll just piggyback on yours. Hard not to go with Sasha.
I'm going to say Ruby Riott.
Oh, it's super face heavy. So yeah, Ruby Riott, you're right. Yeah, I'm just going to piggyback on yours. Ruby Riott. Next up, how will Nia Jax respond to Ronda Rousey's threat after Stephanie, this is directly from WWE.com,
yes.
After Stephanie stirred the pot during the Raw Women's title match contract signing for Money in the Bank, the baddest woman on the planet vowed to take the Irresistible Force's title and her arm on Sunday, June 17th. However, the question is, can Jax counter Rousey's bold words before their anticipated title clash? So can she counter her arm being taken away before then? Just no show.
Oh, I guess so. You mean the match or the segment?
Raw.
Oh, yeah.
The segment.
Yeah. Next, is Braun Strowman destined to become Mr. Money in the Bank? Will Strowman's strong performance change the strategy for other superstars vying for the coveted Men's Money in the Bank briefcase? Moreover, can anyone slow the momentum of the seemingly unstoppable juggernaut?
He's my person least likely, in my opinion, to win.
Well, yeah.
Maybe not least. Yeah, it's got to be least likely.
I don't know. I feel like he's got better chances than Bob Roode.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Oh, I had such
high
hopes
for Bob Roode.
Maybe Rusev,
too. Bob Roode. I don't really feel like Rusev is going to win. I'd like him to.
I feel like Braun Strowman is consistently going to be the B plan throughout his career. Pretty much every scenario.
Yeah, I know.
Universal Championship, B plan. Win the tag team championships with somebody legit, B plan.
Win anything, pretty much.
Yeah.
I feel like the two front runners right now gotta be Miz and Finn Balor for Money in the Bank.
Yeah, because I don't think Daniel Bryan's gonna win against Mojo tomorrow.
No.
Could you imagine?
Cass is gonna interfere. Cough the match.
Yeah.
Smojo's gonna be in there.
It's all a big fake out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What payback does Bobby Lashley have in store for Sami Zayn? AKA how bad does Steve have to go to the bathroom during this segment? I don't care if I don't have to go. I'm still going to go. I'm going to go to the bathroom during the segment.
You know, you could just go to the kitchen and get a snack. You don't have to force yourself to go to the bathroom.
No, I'm going to force myself.
All right.
I'm going to go and just start pushing.
Not healthy for you.
Lashley is as good-natured as they come, but Zayn might have gone too far by mocking his family. Might we see Lashley retaliate against the conniving co-founder of the Yep movement? I would imagine, yes, we're going to see that.
Yeah.
But in what form is he going to get back at him? Physical violence or trolling him in some way, Larson?
Trolling him.
Yeah? How so? What's he going to do?
Oh, I don't know.
Bring out some more sisters of Sami Zayn's this time.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, I asked for questions on the Twitter.
All right.
So I might as well read off some questions.
Yeah, let's do some questions here for a bit.
Oh, man. Great first question here.
Oh, hold on. We have an update from Naheem. $5. The I find it funny date was a success.
Yes! Nice. Sexual wellness. That's what he's getting.
Here, let's get through these super chats.
Okay.
Cubicle Gangsta, $5. Thoughts on Natalia winning Money in the Bank and cashing in on Rousey after she beats Jax for the title, building that story.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Although, do you really want Nia Jax to go down to Ronda Rousey clean? That's still a big problem with this
whole thing.
Yeah,
that's weird. Gilberto Ariano, $4.99. Do you guys feel Omega lost momentum when he joined back up with Ibushi? I feel like as of late, Cody has been more in the forefront of Bullet Club. Well, I mean, Kenny's technically not really in Bullet Club, I don't think.
I feel like after the Long Beach show, it's been a bit muddied. I feel like there hasn't been as strong a direction with the Golden Lovers thing. I don't really... Who's... Oh, and they're going back to Omega Okada. Look, anytime you get Omega Okada, it's best to, you know, and this one's best 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. It's going to be a fantastic match. It sort of came out of nowhere in terms of, like, storyline. I have to believe that it's been – so Okada's story up till now has been so, like, crystal clear.
Yeah.
Up until Wrestle Kingdom had been crystal clear. And you hear that, you know, these stories are planned out well in advance. This one feels a little bit lost.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, at Dominion, we're going to get an amazing match.
Oh, yeah.
So that's great. Just feels a little lost. I feel like Dominion would have been a great time for, like, the Golden Lovers to pick up the tag titles or something.
Something like that, yeah.
You know?
Especially now with the Young Bucks entering the heavyweight tag division.
Yeah.
No, I know. Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $2. Rocket Raccoon wants the arm. Ronda can keep the title. What's that a reference to? I mean, I know Rocket Raccoon. That's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, remember he always used to like take. He used to take like the various body parts of amputees.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, you remember the gag when they're because did you see the second one?
I watched it without audio on a plane.
Subtitles?
No.
No. Okay, so you don't know the gags.
No.
You lost all the charm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably a bad idea.
It seemed like a lot of people standing around talking.
That's. I mean, yeah.
It seemed like the whole movie.
Well, watch any movie in. But what they were saying was very. It was very clever. Why would you do that to yourself? Anyways,
I really didn't really want to watch it, but it was there.
It's a really fun movie. I liked it better than the first one.
All right.
Super fun movie.
I really like watching movies on a plane.
I hate watching movies on a plane. You know what movie I caught without dialogue doing the same thing, but it wasn't even on my own screen? Were you watching it on your own screen?
Part of it. I watched some of that Robin Hood movie on someone else's screen on a plane once.
I watched... What was that movie? The one with Reese Witherspoon, Bane, and Captain Kirk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This Means
this
War.
This is War.
This Means War.
Like that.
Yeah.
I caught a lot of that because it's a really well-filmed movie. The cinematography is really well done. It's just obvious, even from watching it with no dialogue, that none of those people had any chemistry and maybe even didn't want to be there. It was strictly paycheck, you know? And even that came across watching it on somebody else's screen with no sound. Like, I didn't hear it, right? But no, Rocket Raccoon... When it like during the jailbreak sequence of the first one, there was like a dude who was like missing an arm. He had like a bionic arm or something, and Rocket like stole it from on the Disney.
Oh, all right.
He finds it funny to do that stuff.
Gotcha.
Like there was one guy with like a bionic eye. He took that, and then he made reference to it
in the second movie
with Winter Soldier.
Gotcha.
Because he's got a bionic arm.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. Anyway.
Gotcha.
So yeah.
Thank you.
What was the question?
That was it.
Matt asks, "What do you guys think of the prestigious one, local hero?"
Oh, that's great.
Joe Hendry going to Impact.
That video that we watched on Thursday or Friday with the song and stuff, that was outstanding. I thought that was really fun.
He is fantastic. I'm very much looking forward to
I
this.
I like local hero a lot.
I'm going to start with his arrival. I'm going to start doing Impact.
I'm still really upset about the whole Pentagon Junior title thing. So
wow.
Kevin Jenkins, $2. He got his autographed cards. Thanks, friendo. You're welcome. Congratulations on winning Chat Trivia.
Oh, good. That's good. I sent those? Nice. Good job, me. Really? Who are these ones
for? I don't know. There's no names on any of the envelopes.
This isn't labeled. Brian Kelly. And
well, he got his.
And Pete Dirksen.
Joshua Martinez, $2. He went to Defy this Saturday. Says Matt Sydal versus Matt Riddle was crazy.
Oh, so Harry Flynn says, wait, Matt Riddle what?
Matt Sydal versus Matt Riddle. Good match.
Man, Impact needs to get Matt Riddle. Harry Flynn, if Impact got Matt Riddle, would that inch you closer?
I don't know, man.
Oh.
I just feel like they're gonna upset me again.
All right. Harry
Flynn. I've been spurned so many times. I don't know. I can't trust them.
You have more of an emotional connection to Impact, seemingly, than I do.
Without really ever watching it.
Harry Flynn says, thoughts on TJP talking to Paige about joining SmackDown Live on Twitter. Apparently they showed that on 205 Live last week. Really?
Oh, don't remember that.
Did I totally miss that?
Yeah,
how did we both
too.
Miss that?
I don't know.
That's a pretty big development.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love to see TJP on SmackDown Live.
Okay, yeah.
I really think that some cruiserweights need to join the main roster.
Yeah.
For reals.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anyways. Let's see here. What else? Oh, good question. Kobe Rose. Which match do you wish you saw on the day of the match instead of years later? This is a match you could have seen but missed out on. For example, he says HBK versus Undertaker Part 2.
Yeah, that's a good option.
I wish I was more clued into New Japan while it was happening.
Yeah.
I could have been watching all that greatness. On the other hand, was New Japan World a thing?
I think it's been around for a while.
Has it been? So I could have seen it.
Yeah.
But I didn't. All the Bullet Club glory.
Yeah.
Could have seen that. Could have seen
watched,
when Jeff Jarrett was in Bullet Club.
You could have watched Kota Ibushi versus Shinsuke Nakamura live at
still
Wrestle Kingdom.
Well, yeah, I can't say that I wish I saw that one in the first place because I still haven't
you
watched it.
You need to watch that. It's an incredible
need
match.
Need is a really strong word.
No, you do need to watch it. It's incredible.
There's a lot of things I need to do.
Well, that should be first and foremost.
Really? That's main priority?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Over it only
health
takes,
and safety?
It only takes 15 minutes of your time. Yeah. 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. That's all it takes.
We'll see. Got a lot of things in my life.
You're not watching it just to spite me, and that's what really gets me.
Kind of a little bit, yeah.
No, not kind of a little bit. Completely.
I've watched entire episodes of WCW Thunder in lieu of what you're talking about.
Just to spite me.
WCW Saturday Night from 1992. I've watched that instead of watching Nakamura versus Kota Ibushi, a match that I know I would love and probably put at the top 10 list of all-time matches.
Potentially.
But it's not happening. Not yet.
Jerk.
Rico Henry. I like to say Henri.
Oh, yeah.
What would have to happen for NXT to become a third brand rather than a stepping stone to main roster, but still showcase new talent? TV deal.
Yeah. Cable TV.
Real cable TV.
Yeah.
To me, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah, they're already a touring brand. They got two touring units, one strictly in Florida, the developmental touring group, and then they have, but they don't tour, you know, like year-round, like Raw or SmackDown. They go out and for like a week at a time, come back, week at a time.
Can I tell you what would also help?
Huh.
For them not to be kicking people who aren't doing great on main roster back down for a weekend or two.
Yeah.
When the Revival came back, cool, great surprise. Just sort of illustrates that they're not doing great on main roster, because if they were doing great on main roster, they wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Same with Ty Dillinger, who just showed up again.
Here's another thing. If you want to make NXT a third brand, don't use it as a stepping stone. Have people who are, you know, main eventers there who stay, who don't go to the main roster.
Yeah, I know. I would kind of hate that, though. Like, to me, it would lose the charm. I love the step up.
Gilberto Arellano, 199. Do you guys still play video games? If so, which? Play wrestling video games. And that's pretty much it for me.
I've played a little bit of Fallout lately. Well, it's been a little while. Like, honestly, not as much as I would love to. Man, but I still haven't even seen Nakamura versus Kota Ibushi. My priorities in life are WCW Saturday Night 1992, then Kota Ibushi versus Nakamura, then massive, video games.
Such a massive disappointment. Brian John Jankowski, 1999.
Hey-o.
Do you think someone like Goldust should be a part-timer in NXT? I think the hardcore fan base would appreciate him if he was booked as strong as someone like Ohno. Plus the Velveteen match could be big. Thoughts?
You know what would be kind of interesting? The only way I'd be kind of cool with that, to be honest with you, is if he dropped the Goldust thing.
If he went back to being Dustin Rhodes?
Kind of, yeah. Because it'd be something different, and it wouldn't just feel like what I was just talking about. Guys who really aren't getting a lot of opportunities on main roster or, you know, whatever, being kicked back down. That's kind of, yeah, would that make you watch? Can we report? Is this our latest news story right here?
Well, this is from 2 days ago. This is just during a conference call. Oh, interviewed. Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Can you please read that quote? That's the best quote.
All right, so this is
This
is from an interview with Don Callis and Scott DeMore, the vice presidents of Impact Wrestling.
Did you read this Pro Wrestling Illustrated? Chat?
No, but that's what here. Read the Super
Mr. Chat. Michael Law, Super Chat, thoughts on Impact and Jericho. Larson, what's the story?
So during this interview, they were asked about would they be interested in signing Chris Jericho. That's what Don Callis had to say. We'd even open the door for a guy like Chris Jericho if he wanted to come to Impact.
Well, yeah.
Of course you would open the door for a guy like Chris Jericho. We know that Don Callis and Chris Jericho were friendly because he was one of the guys that helped make Jericho versus Omega happen.
Yeah. Not so Big Dog Cerberus here in chat said, isn't that non-news? That's lead non-news
story.
That's
pretty much the very definition.
Oh, we have a non-news that I need to upload. I'm going to do that today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course you'd have the door open for Jericho. That's
You would tear the door off the hinges if he expressed any interest.
You'd pull a George Hurst on Deadwood and start knocking a new
knock the wall down, yeah.
Exactly. That is not a story. Go back to that story.
Oh, I already closed the tab.
Okay. That's that headline, Jericho to Impact or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be. No, man.
Not news.
Would the Kings open the door for LeBron James if he
expressed interest? They would hand the keys to the building.
If he expressed interest?
Oh, man. Did you watch that game?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
LeBron is the man.
He played every second.
I know.
48 minutes.
Goat. Probably going to lose to the Warriors. But yeah. Goat, I'm so pulling for the Rockets. You know, I've decided the Warriors are my new Lakers.
Oh yeah.
You remember how much everybody hated the Lakers back in like late '90s, early 2000s?
Yeah.
That's my Warriors now.
Okay.
I hate them.
All right.
I hate them, and I want them to lose. Why? So bad. It's the KD thing.
Yeah.
And then they show up at Golden 1 and root for the Warriors because they're only a skip and a hop away.
Yeah.
Can't stand that.
Jeffrey Nguyen, $2.99 would Impact open the doors for Adam Mayhem.
See, that would be a story.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, for us anyways,
that'd
Adam Mayhem to
story.
Impact. You know what I realized, though? If next time they come to Golden 1 Center, if they ever do like a jobber squash match, it'd probably be Adam Mayhem.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
He'd probably be the guy. That'd especially cool. If it was like a 205 Live thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be cool.
I could see that.
Yeah.
That'd be neat. Anyways, they'd probably do something more. They probably wouldn't call him Adam Mayhem, though. They do, then, you know, it'd be like
Adam Smith. Yeah, something like that.
It'd be something lame.
Yes.
He'd have to make some demands before he goes there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, let's see here.
A couple more questions.
Yeah, a couple more questions.
Red Eyed Critic, $20. Thank you very much. First time I get to be here during a stream and not stuck at work for once.
Nice.
Thanks for being the best wrestling podcast.
Nice.
Also, LeBron broke my heart after beating my Celtics last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But damn, is he the GOAT.
You know what, Red Eye Critic, I give you all the props in the world for respecting and understanding greatness when you see it. As a Sacramento Kings fan, I understand completely what it's like to get shot through the heart by a better opponent, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, who now literally owns part of my team.
Yeah.
You know? But it's Shaq. I love Shaq. You can't not love Shaq.
Oh, I know.
LeBron James, GOAT.
Tommy Cat, $5. With SmackDown moving to Fox, I think WWE should move 205 Live to FX and rebrand it as ECW 2020, with a mix of 205 Live, NXT, and main roster.
But
talent.
Regardless, no. How about this? Call it ECW 3000.
Oh yeah,
because 3000 sounds cool and futuristic.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Let's see here. R. Grant, number 1357. If Vince hadn't bought WCW and they survived in some form, let's say that dude at TNT was all about wrestling on TV. He wasn't anti that, and WCW somehow got bought out by Fusion or Bischoff or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Would TNA / Impact ever been started? No.
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 No. Because Jeff Jarrett would probably still be working for WCW.
By the way, Jerry Jarrett is on Twitter.
Oh, I saw he
hell of a follow.
I saw that he posted something.
Yeah. Because it's like I think he's going to start a podcast or something, which will be great.
Oh, that'd be really fascinating.
Because he leaves like these cliffhanger stories where it's like, there's like a Bill Bush, Brad Siegel story where he got called to the office and he saw the most humiliating firing he'd ever seen in his entire life. But then he just drops it. He didn't say what happened during that humiliating firing.
Wow.
And I want to know more info.
Jeffrey Nguyen, $2.99, says, F that talented man, LeBron. He's the best.
The best.
All the respect to LeBron James. Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $5. Would WWE be more enjoyable if they adopted TNA's Open Fight Night concept? What is that, Open Fight Night concept? Is that like open challenges?
I don't know. Is it like an open challenge, but like fighting?
I don't know if WWE should adopt any of TNA's concepts.
They're adopting a lot of their older wrestlers, though. Great question. YouTube.com/TheWrestleDude. If you became a pro wrestler, what would be your entrance theme song?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, this is a sponsored episode, so if you're going to give your super furry animals...
No, I'm not going to give
answer,
that one.
Mine would be Black Flag's Rise Above. Or Metallica's Sad But True.
Oh.
Because if you just listen to it, it hella sounds like a wrestling theme
song. Yeah, it does. I'll say... I'll say Run the Jewels song, but it also has an expletive in it.
Got to be careful with that. Sponsored episode.
I'll say... Public Enemies, Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Ooh. Oh, man, you just beat me. That's great.
It's a good one.
Well done. Welcome to the Terror Dome. Come on down. Let's see here.
Angel Master 765 says Open Fight Night is an open challenge night.
But with shoot fighting.
No, there's no shoot fighting aspect to it, I don't believe.
I want to see. It's a fight, man. It's a fight.
Yeah. Then it's like Brawl for All.
Right, yeah. But open challenge version of Brawl for All, I'd watch that. Adam Hinton. Could the global localization thing turn into some cool matches like UK versus WWE Saudi Arabia? I think it could. That's one thing that'd be really neat if they did like an international tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really neat.
Holy Shibata, power rank the top five past movie roles you would cast Kyle O'Reilly in. What was Chet from Weird Science?
God, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Johnny from Karate Kid.
Okay.
But then now he'd be in Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Come on, Kyle, leave him in a body bag. But he would be wearing sunglasses the whole time.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, dudes.
Imagine Kyle O'Reilly be turned into a giant turd.
Chet.
Hey, dudes.
How about Murphy from RoboCop?
Oh, that's great.
Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That'd be great.
Chest Rockwell from Boogie Nights.
That's a good one, too. Those are all great answers. Let's see here.
Whoa, John Baylor Jr. says Shinsuke versus Dillinger tomorrow on SmackDown. Jeffrey Nguyen, 299, just says gauntlet shoot fight.
There you go. That's all you need, a gauntlet shoot fight. Oh, Lord X asks, because there hasn't been a 60-minute Iron Man match in WWE in quite some time, which of these would you rather see happen? Rollins versus Styles or Nakamura versus Styles?
Rollins versus Styles.
Yeah, for me, it'd be Rollins versus Styles.
Yeah, man. The real Rich Hardesty, 189, chest, arms, getting pumped with you guys. Thanks, friend.
Oh, man, love that pump. I love
to get my pump on after this.
I love to pump.
You can get some lunch. Get the pump on the chest. It's chest day, Steve. I might do some legs, too.
Do you think only wants to throw something for me?
Let's do one more question.
Okay.
Oh, okay, one more after this. Tommy Cat, $2. Sad but true was the ECW jobber theme.
Is that true?
Wow.
Is it sad but true?
Wow.
Man, like, well, I look, ECW jobber, I'd take that.
I mean, that's why it sounds like a wrestling theme, because it was a wrestling theme at one point.
That could be, man. That could be. I'd get the license.
Oh, Master of Puppets would be a great wrestling theme.
Yeah, man.
Dun, 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 dun. I get the crowd hype.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. This is the perfect question to end on.
Excellent.
From Umbreon Untamed. A sandwich Royal Rumble. Who enters number one? Who enters 30? And who wins the match? Who gets most eliminations from a sandwich Royal Rumble?
What's the strongest sandwich? I mean, like a club sandwich might not be the best, but it's on every menu.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that'd be the Iron Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'd last the longest, but might not win. Wouldn't win. I mean, where would a... To me...
Like a Reuben is awesome.
Yeah. Pastrami's pretty strong, too.
Yeah, pastrami's really good,
That might
too.
Be the strongest. I mean, to me, personally, fan favorite is grilled cheese. I love a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, the grilled cheese is over with pretty much everybody.
Pretty much, man.
Just not me.
And grilled cheese is going to be the guy who's so over, but he doesn't get it, and the crowd boos because he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't win.
They boo when he gets eliminated.
So we need a heel to win.
Yeah,
it's kind of a heel sandwich.
Well, like literally, like a nasty.
So grilled cheese enters at one.
What if it's like
no, sorry, club enters at one.
Okay, yeah.
Grilled cheese is the fan favorite that doesn't win.
Club enters at number one, lasts till the final four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grilled cheese enters like 13.
15, yeah.
Yeah. But also last of the final four.
Trent Brown, BLT. Great choice.
BLT wins? No. You want it to happen, but
it's a great entry. Great entry. Yeah. BLT needs to be in there.
I mean, if a true heel is going to win.
Oh, the true heel. Veggie burger.
I was going to say.
I love veggie burgers.
And look, if the most heel heat for a sandwich.
Avocado toast.
Is literally when you have to use the heels.
Oh, that's a good
on
point.
A loaf.
Yeah.
And it's like peanut butter and jelly, but the jelly soaks through because you carried it to work.
Yeah.
That wins.
Jeffrey Nguyen, $2.99. Bon Mi, prime sandwich. Bon Mi's are outstanding.
Steak sandwich. Steak good. Sandwich sounds amazing. Anyways.
All right. PB and J, they win.
Yeah, PB and J, but with the heels.
With the heel.
It's so gross. It's like, why am I eating this right now? It's the only thing I have. Anyways. That's it for show. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Hilton, can we get some music, please?
Okay. Oh, there's definitely music playing.
Do that and then do this here.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow.